Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hello, and welcome back to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos. I'm an anxiety therapist, and I talk all things nervous system regulation, anxiety, and a bunch of other ones, one of them being hypnotherapy. But today, we're going to be particularly focusing on what I call nervous system regulation audit. And when I was thinking about this name, I was like, oh my God, it sounds a little unsettling, like the IRS audit, but the idea here is very different. Here we want to look into two things: at the load of our life responsibilities, how big it is, how sustainable it is, versus the capacity that we have to hold it and handle it, and how those two things, our life responsibilities load and our capacity, relate to each other in terms of how well we can modify those two things to make sure that our nervous system is happy. How can we calibrate our lifestyle in a way that is, in a way that feels good to our nervous system, in a way that it allows us to function from that, what I call the sweet spot of our nervous system, when we feel regulated enough to move through our day, not just by going through the motions or rushing from one thing to the next, but really find pockets of spaciousness, of enjoyment, and even happiness. And this is why I also want to do something different just now before we jump into actually talking about the subject itself. And actually, before I even do that, let me just give you an idea where we're going with all of this today. I'm going to be giving you some questions, some self-reflection questions that you can do on your own, at your own pace later on, probably not right this moment, especially if you're driving, that will allow you to look at your load of your life responsibilities. And I will extrapolate on what that means to what kind of responsibilities I have in mind. And also the question to look at your capacity and how to modify it. Eventually, with the third group of questions, that will be all about self-care. Because of course, why do we even need to do this audit is all about seeing, are we setting up ourselves for burnout in the long term? Are we taking upon too many things? Where can we insert those pockets again of self-care that will allow us to not just survive, but also get to that feeling of thriving, whatever that feels in your body? So the idea is very practical. I'm going to leave you with those questions, and we'll trust that you will take your diligence, do your diligence, and go through them at your own pace whenever you're ready, so that you can start envisioning your day, your week, your life in a way that you want it, and take small, tiny steps that we're also going to talk about briefly in the very end towards that vision of what it likes for you to have self-care that feels good to your nervous system. And this episode is a really good companion to the free nervous system regulation workbook / guide that I have just put out. The guide itself gives you sets of techniques and advice in terms of habits that you want to develop to support your nervous system health long term. It's like your daily investment into your lifestyle overall and how you do it. And also there's another set of techniques for dealing with anxiety, stress, dysregulation in the very moment. And of course, We all know about many of them, anything from those that involve our breath to heart-centered meditations to those body-based techniques. I believe there's about 15 of them for you to try in that book. And I realized when I wrote that book that it wasn't really complete. It's really easy to tell someone what to do, but then it's a different story to help them to put it in the context of their life. And this is, of course, something that I do with one-on-one clients. But since I am here in the podcast right now and I cannot talk to you individually, I want to give you some tools for looking into your life through those questions and auditing it for the capacity and the load, bringing the data from those questions together and seeing, okay, I can start thinking of how I can create those long-term habits that support my nervous system and include those nervous system regulation techniques into my daily flow in a way that is sustainable to me. And like in one-on-one sessions that I do, and right now I'm going to leave you with one question is, and that would be all about that tiniest step. If you can do 1 minute, not even five, if you can do something for 1 minute that regulates your nervous system, what will that be? And can you commit to doing that? But before we get into that, I really want to pause for a second and make sure that I do something that I haven't done before, really. Never recorded myself doing it, but it's been part of my practice of bringing my spirituality and business together. Spirituality for me infuses all of my life. It's has been a journey for me since my teenage years when my mother passed away, and I found myself in different philosophical lineages around the world, mainly yoga and Buddhism. And right now I'm a Buddhist, and there is something that we do before we practice our daily practice, whatever that is for this particular Buddhist. For me, it's some prayers and some meditations and readings. And something that we do, we also have our goal in mind at all times, the intention, the motivation for our practice that is of primal importance. And for Mahayana Buddhism, and I'm not going to get into explaining what it is. Specifically, the goal is to bring enlightenment and happiness and freedom from suffering to all beings. And this is why when I dedicate my practice, I dedicate the merit, the result, the positive energy of my efforts to all of the beings. And this is why, and this is what I hope for this podcast as well. So bear with me, it's a very quick one. It's something that I do every time I practice, which is almost every day. May the fruits of this podcast today, of this information that I'm putting out there, may help all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May help all beings have happiness and the causes of true lasting happiness. May all beings never be separated from the joy that is free from misery. And may all beings dwell in equanimity, free from confusion, aversion, and attachment. And that's that. And it really feels really good, to be honest, to be so intentional and deliberate with what I do. And that's also very regulating for my nervous system as well, to take a moment and just to bring myself into focus like this. So, thank you so much for staying with it. Now, let's talk about nervous system regulation audit. So, as I said, those two things we're working here with is our load of our life responsibilities. And what I mean, though, those responsibilities is, of course, your work, the stressors that come with it, the stressors that come with relationship, children, finance, decision making, thoughts, health, a huge one, of course. The full catastrophe of human existence, so to say, in the words of one very prominent meditation teacher and a doctor. That's our low. That's it. It has a connotation of like heaviness to it, right? And sometimes it feels pretty heavy, that load. So what we want to do, even when it's really full, because we all can relate to that. And of course, I'm speaking to my beloved audience overall, but also a particular ones of you who are running your own businesses. We're all so aware how many plates we have spinning at all times, how many balls we're juggling. And of course, it's true for everyone, but I'm coming from my own experience of being entrepreneur, and I know what is it like to feel like my to-do list is my worst enemy when I look at it and I just start sinking in. It's like the load of all of those things on and just bringing me down. So I found my way to work with that, even without necessarily involving any nervous system regulation tools. It's about, of course, prioritization and breaking it all down. We all know that, but that's not that central topic of today. Today we're talking about how do we audit our load, and how do we look at also our capacity that we're working with to hold it? And I think that's a very key concept here. We have forgotten that our capacity is not endless. It's not like USB, like those memory sticks that we have now. There, technology has developed so much that you can buy like a terabyte of a memory stick, like the one that can fit that much information for very little money. And it was not the case just, I don't know, 5 years ago. And of course, technology is going forward with that. But at the same time, our body, beautiful, ancient, such a sophisticated technology, but it comes with its own, I wouldn't say limitations, but limits to how much it can hold. And we have forgotten to remember that. We are so dedicated to our goal for various reasons, passion, survival, both of those things that we are charging forth without necessarily taking a moment and breathing and dropping in and realizing that we really need to stay tuned to how much are we taking upon ourselves. And when it comes to the relationship between capacity and the load of our responsibilities, we either need to make our load smaller, and sometimes it's less possible than others. Let's be real. Sometimes there's things that we cannot necessarily control, but there are always things that we can control, like meetings we can say no to, activities we can say no to, if that what feels like the best for our nervous system. So little things here and there we can all do. I'm just going to be really firm with this statement right now. And in terms of capacity, we can and we should strive for expanding it, being able to hold more, not necessarily do more, I would say, just to hold more of that life flow that includes tension, that includes a lot of moving, transitioning from one thing to another. But at the same time, we need to realize that we're not like a memory stick. We can't expand our capacity forever. And yes, to all of the biohacking in the world and things that people have been exploring to improve their health, for example, like cold plunges, I'm not talking about inserting chip in your brain. I'm not in favor of that, to be honest. But I'm just talking about how many ways people have explored how to increase the performance. I'm all about increasing a performance, our performance, but also I realize that I'm not a machine and I don't necessarily have to be worked on at all times to have my capacity endless. My capacity is limited, and that's the beauty of a human being. And our nervous system has a certain capacity to it, how much it can process and hold without getting outside of so-called window of tolerance. And I don't remember who came up with this term, but I have definitely seen it in many times. The first time I read it, it was in a book I read about mindfulness for trauma-informed mindfulness. how we were saying that sometimes meditation can be detrimental in its results to certain people because it actually can retrigger certain memories because it's so deeply internal, the whole experience, that it pushes people out of their window of tolerance of how much of they can take. Stimulation in this case is coming from the past, the memories. But in terms of our stimulation by everything that we have going on in our life, our nervous system has a capacity how much it can process without us going frantic and going kind of like, oh my goodness. And it's true for a day at a time, like how much we have to be doing in a day. And it's true for our life in general. We want to be seeing where are we going with all of this, with what we're doing and how much we're doing to make sure that we prevent burnout. This is what this is all about. And how do we prevent burnout? We slow down, just slow down, whatever that means for you. And of course, we do self-care. That's like a very intentional, a lot of times scheduled, if you can, time for yourself. So without any further ado, I want to give you some questions for self-reflection. And I want to start with talking about the load, your current responsibilities, and how to assess them. And that's something that you want to do probably with a pen and a paper. And as I said, you don't have to be doing it right now. I'm going to be putting all of those questions in the show notes to the podcast. So if you want to pull it up on Apple or Spotify or maybe on my website, you will see them all there. And if you're going to take just 15 minutes out of your Sunday or any other day when you can have that time and just honestly reflect, I think it will be so good for you because you can gauge again where you're moving with what you're doing right now and prevent things from happening, prevent your mental health and physical health sliding down. Because you are staying tuned to yourself. And that's, of course, part of the nervous system regulation, befriending it, part of the befriending of your nervous system. And that's something that I work with my clients with. This is something that would be so powerful for me in my own healing journey. And this attunement to ourselves versus what other like messages we receive necessarily from the society and social media is so crucial for our mental health. So, if nothing else, please take this idea of attunement and how important it is. So, let's do this. The first question, it's just a very simple one. What are my daily and weekly obligations? Question mark. In terms of work, family, social, and self-care. And the way I have done it is that I write everything down. Especially when it comes to work. Lately, that's what I've been focusing on a lot, making sure that I don't put too much on my plate. And just by writing it down another day, I start feeling a little like activated slash anxious because I realized that I just entered a trial period with a membership that I wanted to explore, but I have no time for it whatsoever. And just by looking at my schedule and like really assessing what I have going on already made me realize that I think it just took a bite of a something that I cannot necessarily swallow. So this is why it's very important to pause and just write those things down. And then you can start contemplating about how these responsibilities affect my energy levels, question mark, because they all have an impact and some of them drain us more than others. And we really need to be aware of that. And this is where you also can ask yourself, which tasks or commitments feel particularly overwhelming or draining? Because those will be the ones that we need to be paying attention the most. And if we are to do them and continue to do them, because we just absolutely have to, we need to make sure that we structure the days that we're doing them on those that we're doing them in a way that supports this most time and energy consuming, even if just most energy, not time consuming thing that we're doing. And Of course, that also invites us to the next question. And I think that's a really big one because this is like the plague of our time, overcommitment. Am I overcommitted in certain areas of my life? That's a really big question. And of course, you, the one who knows what overcommitment is, but I bet if you just sink into your nervous system when you are answering this question, instead of answering from what you think you're supposed to be doing, what you should be doing, if you answer from your physiological state, from your biology, it's not gonna lie. It's gonna tell you by your sensations, like, oh, okay, I think this is the moment when this is a place in my life when I probably need to kind of step back a little bit. You will know, and your body will not lie. And of course, I cannot tell for everybody, but of course, I'm speaking from my own point of view and my experience with my body. But I know how many times I managed to convince myself in something that was not true, that I was just perfectly committed to the amount of tasks that I was capable of doing, but I was actually pushing myself too hard. My body knew it, but my mind wanted to be in denial. So after you take a breath and ask yourself this question, just tune in and just feel into what your body says. And lastly, two more questions. What does my calendar look like right now? Do I feel stressed just looking at it? I can really so relate to this. Last week was like that for me, and I realized that I need to reach out to those people and tell them that I can't really be part of that trial period anymore. And yes, it's kind of leads me to more possibilities. I would be their conference speaker and et cetera. But if my body wants to just kind of shrivel and become like a, I don't know, make itself small and like tense, I know that I'm taking up on too much. And of course, it all leads us to this question: what responsibilities can I delegate, postpone, or remove from my schedule? And this is exactly what I'm doing right now because I'm realizing that yeah, my capacity can be expanded and worked at, and of course, I've been doing that, but time, even though some people say it's illusory, and from some quantum points of view, it is. It's a very real thing, quote unquote, now, because we have a limited amount of it. And sometimes less is more. Next, let's talk about evaluating our stress levels versus our capacity of holding those stress levels and working with them through them without breaking down. And of course, the first question is just again tuning in and asking yourself, how often do I feel emotionally or physically drained? Pretty straightforward. How often? Take a moment and think back and be honest with yourself. Be honest. Honesty is the key. We don't want to try to mask our emotional exhaustion by thinking that we should be doing something else. Let's be real, because this is the way to prevent burnout. Am I operating at full capacity, or am I constantly pushing myself beyond my limits? And it's a bit of a tricky question. Not tricky, maybe complex, because I personally don't advocate people to work at their full capacity at all times. I think sometimes, especially when we have like health things going on or relationship things going on, we need to pull back a little bit. But I have seen the fun majority of my clients and my business besties, we all struggle with pushing ourselves beyond our limits. That's the moment where we really need to be careful. If you're operating at your full capacity and you're doing it well, props to you. It becomes a slippery slope when we start push ourselves and doing it over and over again. Eventually it will snap back and we will experience some consequence from pushing ourselves so much. So just be really aware of that, where you at with all of that. And this is where it's very important, and this is what the next question is about, to recognize your stress threshold. Do I recognize when I am nearing my stress threshold question mark? Do you know what signs your body gives you when you are over your capacity, whatever that feels like to you? Anxiety, burnout, irritability, exhaustion. Maybe you are the one who've been trying to suppress those signs and blocking them. But if it's you, please take a moment and really feel into is this is what you could want to continue to be doing. I know we all a lot of times push ourselves because we want to get to the next step. We want to get to that, let's say we want to exit this famine, abundance cycle that a lot of female entrepreneurs experience, especially in the beginning of their entrepreneurial careers. But at the same time, we might not get there, whatever that exit and entry into a more stable place looks like if we are pushing ourselves so hard. So why I all about sometimes going very hard and doing all the things, we need to really pull back and fill our cup. And the next, it's kind of moving us to the next set of questions about self-care. What boundaries do I have in place to protect my energy? Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. This is something I really wanted to include into my workbook, the guide about nervous system regulation that I have put out. I guess it would be a month back from when this episode was going to be coming out, but it would be too much information for such a thing. And this is something that I recommend everybody to look at. The thing is, we might burn out not because we just have too much to do, but it's just because we don't have boundaries placed where they need to be, whether it's with ourselves or other people, our work. So that's a really great place to start exploring how to change your schedule and explore how to set some boundaries. And the next question is, am I saying yes to things that I don't have capacity for? Am I saying yes to things that I don't have the capacity for? Honestly, do you have a superhero syndrome, maybe? Like, I definitely can relate to that one when I'm like, I can do everything all the time. Let me just people please, because this is what I've been socialized to do. And I do love helping people. That's another thing. You know, it's not just me being a female. And at the same time, the more I grow up, the more I realize that I have to say yes to myself. And that actually makes me more capable of helping others when they need help. And I cannot help everybody. I really want to, but I can't. Lastly, let's just quickly go through self-care, because this is where we're all going. I will just give you a couple of questions and leave you with some action steps. So that would be it for today. I'm sure there is a lot of information already. How much time do I realistically have each day for self-care? Realistically. And this is a very key word here because I'm well aware of how we can turn self-care into another project that if we don't reach our goals with it, we get self-critical. It's not the point here whatsoever. There is a moment here where we need to be really honest about how much time we have and how much we can possibly add without making into another like, I have to do this, and if I don't, I will beat myself up for it. Because sometimes people overcommit themselves to their self-care routine, and that's not great either. And I'm not sure where you at with that, but I want to inspire you to ask yourself this following questions. Am I overcommitting to self-care routines that just do not fit to my current schedule? Am I setting aside moments of self-care that truly nourish me, or do they feel like another task? And again, all of those questions going to be in the show notes, so you don't have to remember. But if it rings the bell, you know what to reflect on and see how you can take one small step. in regards to recalibrating your self-care routine. And this is what I want to leave you with. This question is, what is one small, consistent self-care action I can add into my routine without overwhelming myself? And it could be a 5 minute, 1 minute, 10 minute. Start small. You can always build that up. Also, I can also recommend, and this is something that I'm going to be in another book and another workbook that I'm going to be working on shortly, how to combine habit stacking, which you might have heard before, and creating new elements in your self-care routine. Basically, choosing certain activities that you already do and build some additional habits around them. Let's say I have a habit in the morning of engaging with my Instagram followers, my audience, and my friends. And when I do that, I have my red light therapy right there, and I take 10 minutes because basically I don't have to move anywhere. Put it right in front of my face, and I sit with it. It's really good for my rosacea, supposedly. But that's like my self-care practice that it's such smooth for me. There's no transitioning in between them two that it's a no-brainer. But there was the time in my life when I wanted to do exercising and meditation and light therapy and Tai Chi and whatnot and all in one day. And then I fail at it and then I start beating myself up for it. So this is where I'm coming from in terms of overcommitting and in terms of take your time with first the smallest baby step towards expanding on your self-care routine. But this all begins with a very honest look at how much you have put upon yourself, and are you really in tuned with your capacity? Can you sense the signs of stress becoming too much, and can you pull it back? And lastly, and it's not about me promoting myself right now, but it's more so when I think about effective tools for self-care, I realize that there's all kinds of advice out there, and some of it great, some of it is maybe not the best, but I really found that for me, nervous system regulation centered self-care has been the key. It really interacts with your physiology in a way that allows you to calm down fast. And even though I don't like saying that, because like we all live in this culture, fast, 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 quick results, I really believe nervous system regulation tools can do that, especially if you do them with some consistency. It takes less and less time to drop into that regulated state. So this is why I really want to recommend all of you, if you haven't yet, to go on my website, on my homepage, and there's going to be the form that you fill out with your name and your email, and you're going to get that guidebook in your emails. Plus, as of right now, what I have attached to it is a newsletter that just specifically for this guidebook that has all of those boundary setting, time management advice, and small bite kind of format. Everything that I couldn't really put in a book because it would become overwhelmingly long, but something that you can also use not just to learn the tools in that book, but also implement them, because this is what I see a lot of my clients stumble and have troubles with implementation. And lastly, there's going to be an invitation in the book into a free Facebook group that I have, where right now we're only 26 people strong at this point in time, but we definitely are a very engaged community where we meet bi-weekly on Zoom to discuss our struggles, our intentions, our goals with self-care, and support each other in this like warm atmosphere. I don't know about you, but just the fact that I need to share with someone what I'm doing with my self-care, like a week from now, makes me actually be much more aware of my goals and what I'm doing with them. So I created that group for that reason, because again, I want you not just to learn the tools from my guidebook, even though they're amazing, but also to implement them. So however you want to Slice this cake. It's up to you. If you just want a guidebook, go for it. If you already have some tools that you practice, please continue doing so. Whatever works for you, that's what I'm all about, my method of therapy solution focus. Whatever works, just keep doing that and audit, do an honest audit of your life capacity versus the load of responsibilities. If you found this episode helpful, please share it away and give us some rating, me some rating, so that I can continue spreading the word. And again, just want to close it with the dedication of merit, how we say it in, in the lineage of Buddhist teachings that I belong to, is may the positive energy generated by this podcast will may benefit all beings in some beautiful, beautiful way that I have no idea about, but I just really praying for that ripple effect into the world. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.